Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I just want to say, when do the cameras get here?
I've heard
they're inboxes.
Oh, really? I haven't even heard that.
What?
I will legit set them up right now. I didn't even know we had them.
Here's the thing. We have to talk about something that just happened behind the scenes, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I just want to explain how the lovely radio company we work for works. Our studio is almost completely remodeled,
yes.
And I have to say, I can't wait for you guys to see it. I know you, Tiak, mm-hmm. and Aaron have posted videos on social mm-hmm. of the studio, and it's flipping amazing.
Yeah.
It really is, yeah.
It awesome. Started in December of 2023 as a two-day project.
Right.
Yep.
Just in and out.
And I'm not lying, everyone listening. I know I'm prone to exaggeration. 2 days. One day for demo, one day setting it back up.
Rebuild,
done.
Yeah.
We're still not quite done. Now, check your calendars. It's not anywhere near December of 2023.
Correct.
That's right. You're not exaggerating. It really was.
I'm not exaggerating. A two-day project in December of a year that is 2 years ago. And we're not quite done. There is videos on our socials mm-hmm. of Aaron setting up fledgling cameras. Like, ooh, we have cameras now, and they didn't really work. And they're like, no, don't worry, in the remodel, we're going to put some great ones in. That was 2.5 plus maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Yeah. What.
Oh, but we're all good now. We're on the right path.
Anyway.
Cameras are coming.
So
yeah.
Let's talk about.
2 days.
They're putting in the cameras in the studio. So very soon you're going to be able to get to watch this whole disaster and even some in-between stuff. So the cameras came. There are three of them. Now, as you know, we are adding a fourth person to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who has to share?
Okay.
I don't want to share. Nose
point.
Goes.
How many people are on the morning show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Several.
There are four. There are four people on the morning show. So they got three cameras.
Well, who's sharing there?
For two shows.
I think we know.
That have at least four people. They can't. Schmidl's in another
right.
room.
Okay.
So it's like, we're so close. Like, everything we do.
One more.
Everything we do is like, I remember at one point, God, I got to stop. There was one point where we had a contest and it was like, we were giving away tickets to like, something in Vegas. Maybe it wasn't in Vegas, but it was like, we have tickets to the blah in Vegas. You're like, yes. I was like, we didn't have airfare.
Oh, no. Oh. Really?
Nope. I'm getting that backwards. We had tickets to Vegas and we talked about the thing that was happening. Like, we were going to get you close to the event that was happening.
Oh,
and
you didn't
had
have
to
like,
get you. It's like,
yeah.
We don't get you in the events, but we get you close. And that's what we do with remodels. Okay. Anyway, having said all of that, mm-hmm. Tiak wanted to say something that he said off air, but we're out of time.
Oh, I wanted to ask about your backup undies.
Okay.
Who's got?
You didn't want to ask. You did. You literally asked seconds before the song faded. He's like, do you have any backup underwear? And I looked at you like, what's going to happen to the ones I'm wearing?
Right. You're going to need them.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Why would you ask a question like that?
Well, a lot of people do. 70% of people who carry spare undies say they've had them and they've used them. So I just want
to come to the rescue.
Yeah. Do you have spare undies?
I think that's a girl thing, bro.
Well, my son has them, and it's required at the school.
Yeah. Because it's a girl thing or a child thing. Like, men,
I don't know if it's... I don't think they just saw his dad, and they're like, you better bring some extra... Something's going on.
The dietary needs of that household.
Right.
I think everyone should carry some.
But girls more often than... Like, boys can have a, like, I think this is just this, and it's actually that.
Where you're like, whoa, where you trust what just something? Yeah.
Yes. But that's like a rare occurrence. You have, barring hormonal intervention,
yeah,
a tragedy happen to your body once a month. Like, you should have, mm-hmm, you should have like a bandolier. You should have the Chewbacca, like, rah! Like the thing is just like, ooh, do I want a thong? Do I want a granny? Do I want a boy short? Like, wah, wah, wah.
I think everyone should have that. Truly. What? Just ready to go at all times.
I think it's, where would a guy care? You have a purse. Most women have a purse. You don't even have a purse.
I do the crossbody bag. But no, have something in your car that has extra clothes. Underwear, yeah, like a sweat tracksuit thing. Just so you're ready to go.
In case the godfather shows up. Gabagool! I'm waiting for you.
Not a velour track, but like the athleisure, like, you know how you do the sweatpants.
I hate
and
to
the,
say this, yeah, but I've just decided to start doing that recently.
It's so smart.
I had a...
Really?
I had a... It's a long story, but I had a blood draw,
mm-hmm,
that was going, mm-hmm, straight into a chiropractor appointment.
Okay.
And when you get your blood drawn, do you look? Do you watch?
Yeah.
I have to. I have to see the needle go in.
I have asked to do it.
I can't.
Are
look
you being
away.
Serious?
I'm dead serious. To me, it's way scarier to just be like, oh, do it, whatever. Oh, there. I have to see it. And then
really?
you see
what
it.
What is
in,
wrong with
and
you?
And then you're like, okay, yeah, that wasn't that bad. The needle's in. Now we're good.
So
it's way scarier the other way. You're that way?
I have to look so far away and not look until she's like, it's out. Until she
oh, wow.
puts the cotton on you.
Really?
And it's like, it's done. I definitely don't want to see it coming out. Ever since I realized I'm vasovagal, like, prone to fainting, like, sometimes you just go, that's my blood.
Is that what, another godfather word?
Yeah, the vasovagal! So I'm going to get my blood drawn, then I'm going to a chiropractor. She does the thing, I'm looking away, I'm like, ah. I'm like, I'm getting a warm sensation, and I'm like, that's just her taking the blood. You're psyching yourself up. You're being an idiot. And she's over on the side of the room because it's the blood's just coming out. And then she turns back around and she goes white. And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, ha! Ah! And runs across the room. Like, the vial had fallen off and blood was just
yeah.
spraying everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like, everywhere. Blood everywhere. On my, guess what color pants I was wearing?
Black. Gray?
Gray pants. And I'm headed straight to the chiropractor. I have to haul butt. So I drove the speed of light and hit the Target on 16th and like whatever that is,
mm-hmm,
and bought the only pair of pants that fit me, a 32 by 30 inch. So they're like, I'm like wearing waders. They're like super short on me.
To the chiropractor, like, I need these to fit when I'm done.
That's
when you're done
exactly
with
what I did. And they're like, what's up with the pants? They were like golf pants. And I'm like, the other ones are bloody.
You should have worn the dirty ones.
You don't walk into a chiropractor and go,
not with blood everywhere.
Please feel free to work on me. I just killed someone.
Like, look, doc, this appointment can't go worse than my last one.
So I'm just saying, I'm going to buy extra pairs of gray pants. From this point forward, I understand the need, because what if I spill coffee? Or what if I barfed? Mm-hmm. I don't barf a lot, but like,
if someone barfs on you?
Yes.
Or like, because I started doing it when my sister was in the hospital a lot, because I would have to leave and maybe I would stay the night there. I don't know. So I would just have
you
almost
want
to a
walk
go back.
Up shame to come back in here. Yeah. It's like, what did you do last night,
yeah,
champ?
So I've got like a travel toothbrush, toothpaste.
Smart.
Makeup remover wipes.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got, but now you're making it sense, because in my mind, I'm like, what? I've never needed it, but you're right. Something I could need it.
But
at
something
any point.
About me though, like underwear. Like, if something happens in my underwear, I'm good with commando, at least until
yeah.
I get
I barely up. Remember my main pair, let alone a backup pair. Let me check. Hold on.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.